Okay, Brother Rafiq had another question, Sheikh. He says in India, there's a practice where the dowry isn't given to the bride, the bride gives it to the groom. Now it's quite interesting that, because we'll be rich men.
Don't you want to get married in India?
Can we attend a wedding where this kind of ceremony takes place, or a walima where it takes place, knowing that this is something from against Islam?
Yes, you may attend still, because that will not nullify the marriage. The dowry is one of the conditions of marriage. Even if a couple married without naming a dowry, that the wife would be given a similar dowry of a girl in her age and her family style, or one of the girls in her clan similar to her. And the Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم said to one who wanted to get married, إِلْتَمِسْ وَلَوْ خَاتَمًا مِّنْ حَدِيدٍ. And he considered the dowry sometimes the surahs of the Quran, which the person he had memorized so that he would teach his future wife. So there has to be a dowry, and there is no minimal for it, nor maximum. إِذَا أَتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. So there is no minimum, there is no maximum. And the dowry should be paid by the groom to the bride, not the other way around. This is totally cultural, but they should not hinder you from attending such wedding, because the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, "أعلنوا هذا النكاح." And one of the means of announcing a nikah or marriage is to have a party or a feast or a walima, invite the guests to attend that and to witness such marriage. And it is our role, brothers and sisters, to change the cultural practices which overcome our religious practices, and try to remove the widespread confusions concerning the deen, especially with very important aspects such as marriage and divorce, such as the state which, or the condition which he had in the beginning, marrying without a wali, that's totally invalid and not accepted in Islam. And we should not say, but there is one scholar who said it's permissible. We have a hadith, we have a Quranic verse, we have the opinion of the vast majority. This is a very serious business. It's a marriage, also business transactions. So with the issue of the dowry is the responsibility of the man, of the groom, not the other way around. With that still, that should not stop you from attending such wedding.
Jazakallah khair.